Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Chiefs go shotgun formation, hunt to the left of Mahomes. They get stuffed, and then it falls apart on second and third down. Mahomes, I think, misses a wide open Travis Kelce on second down, if I have my right order of plays.
Yeah, he was like sliding to the right and Kelce flashed wide open in the middle.
At that point, it's a two possession game. Of course, you want to get seven. They settle for a chip shot 19 yard field goal. You hated the decision.
Yes.
Explain it. And then I obviously I have a different point of view on it.
So first, one of the underrated parts of the Chiefs having a bad game was I thought Andy had an awful game. Awful. I thought the game plan was bad. I thought the play calling was bad, and I thought he made two what I thought were insane decisions. One was the 4th and 17 he got. So I'm not even trying to revision his history yet. I'm like, what are you doing? There's 14 minutes left in this game. You're down two scores. Every team in the NFL punts in this scenario. Going for 4th and 17 here is crazy, and he got it. To, you know, like, they had a great game, a great play call for whatever the hell it's worth. So we can talk about that call in a minute. It's idiotic. It was like, you know what it was? It was, my biggest problem was, it was like Andy, who had been hyper-aggressive, finally figured it all out, in the weirdest moment, turtled into a scared little boy and just decided he wouldn't go for it from the 1 yard line. If you are on the one in a game in which a team is easily handling you, in which you are down two scores and you're sitting at the 1 yard line, and you're on the road, and a team is beating your ass, that is the time to put it in. You're supposed to be one of the better offenses in the NFL. Get a yard. And I know you failed three times in a row. I happen to think that the Chiefs are very unlikely to fail four times in a row from the 1 yard line, and that is a moment in which Andy has been more aggressive in different spots of football games. I was stunned he decided to kick the field goal. I thought it was a really, really egregiously bad decision.
Yeah. So also the fact that he went for the 2-point conversion, the possession early was a great, you know, was a great sign too. Late, like that was something in the past.
There was some other aggressiveness.
In the past, he would have just kicked the extra point.
Oh yeah.
So look, we differ on this. I'm not saying that there isn't some logic to what you're saying. Of course there is. Like, there's an argument, no doubt, that they should have gone for it on four. I might act like there's zero, like zero. Yeah. Of course there's an argument. I didn't have as big of an issue with it for a couple reasons. Number one, my issue with it was more play calling / execution prior. Like, obviously,
there was a play calling part a problem.
Obviously, I wanted seven before halftime. Duh. I think part of it is, and you tweeted it before it happened, I'll give you credit, but a lot of people were upset because the result ended up being not what we wanted, which was seven. Like, does that make sense?
I
versus
you, both
the three.
The 4th and 17 and that one.
Because a couple things.
Like
You look at the first down play call. I'm not going to even bring up the QB sneak because we've done this for 5 years now.
I would like that.
They're not going to do that. Yeah, sure. Otherwise, no kidding. Just do a damn QB sneak and let's move on with our lives. And they probably get a touchdown. The other thing is, though, they have over the last month been running the ball better when they go under center. So why at the 1 yard line, first and goal, 23 seconds to go with a timeout in your pocket, you don't go under center, you run a draw play essentially with Kareem Hunt. I don't know. Maybe it was not a draw play officially, but
an under center run or under shotgun.
So you get stuffed. You're on the 1 foot line. And then on the next play, after that fails, I thought Mahomes missed a wide open target in the back of the end zone. So then you're set up on the third down. So my issue is more the execution. Once you failed on first, second, and third down, I didn't have as big
of an issue. That's when you're like,
I didn't have a big of an issue because momentum was all on the Bills' side of things. You're going into halftime. Yes, you get the ball to start the second half, but it's a two-possession game. You get the field goal. It does make it a one-possession game. You get the opening drive with a chance to tie the game by the time you get to the 10-minute mark of the third quarter. Of course, that did not happen. They go three and out right away out of the half. So I didn't have as big of a problem, and I know you weren't bringing this up. I saw a lot at the end of the game. People were saying, well, see, they would only be down three if they got a touchdown. That is completely ignoring also the potential result of that they get 0 points, as in they fail on the fourth down. I know you're not saying this, but we can also not act like going for fourth down that it was a sure thing. People are acting as if the only other option was they get seven. No, the other option is that they get zero before halftime. No momentum, and I know in hindsight they lost the game, so nobody cares about that. But at the time, you had no momentum, and Buffalo would not have kicked that ridiculous long field goal try that they tried at the end. They would have probably punted it, pinned the Chiefs back with 20 seconds to go down, down three. Yes, so
there's too big of a butterfly effect to know if it would have mattered at the end. I agree with you there. That's too far to stretch it. It's just in a season in which Andy Reid has been his most aggressive. This is the easy one. If you're an aggressive coach who goes for it on fourth down, who this season, I know in the first three plays they weren't, but this season has been one of the best short yardage teams in the NFL, that's a go. Like, that's a go for me 100% of the time. It's worth the risk 100% of the time.
Yeah, but they were not willing to go under. See, part of the, this is where we get into the analytics stuff that I get frustrated with at times, because I know the probability says, like, they would have increased it by 5% by going for it instead of kicking the field goal. I understand what the math says there, and you and I are certainly not anti-analytics by any means. However, this is where I get frustrated with it, because it is also, there's no analytics can tell me this reality, which is what we just said happened on first down. Not that they didn't work, that Andy Reid and Matt Nagy went out of shotgun on the run. What you're saying is, hey, they should be able to run the ball. Yeah, the analytics cannot factor for the fact that clearly they were not willing to go under center in that spot.
Or QB sneak. Or that's a million my only thing.
Numbers do not factor in that the Chiefs, unlike 31 other teams in the league, are willing to do tush push, some variation, or go under center with their quarterback in a QB sneak. The analytics are not factoring that in, unless someone has some different numbers to show me. That factors in the trickle down effect in the repercussions. The analytics do not factor in what the potential play call might be.
This is why I had a huge issue with Andy Reid's day. And look, everybody can have a bad day at their job. Patrick Mahomes had a bad day at his job.
Yeah.
Chris Jones had a bad day at his job. Lots of people did. Andy Reid's decision making in this game, the only way I can describe it is chaotic and without flow. He, like, because to not go for it there, but then go for it on the 4th and 17. But he'll run designed runs with Mahomes, but not do QB sneaks. Like, in this game in particular, his methodology was like, hey, man, are you just, like, throwing stuff at a wall and seeing what sticks?
Yeah, I don't think there was a designed run just, today, though. He has in the past. But like, yesterday there was not a designed run.
So, like,
run.
Is there some logic in what you're going with here? You know, you ran it under center more, but you're on the 1 yard line. You know, and by the way, later on in that game, they had to go for it on a fourth down. And you know what they did? They ran it under center and got a touchdown.
Makes no sense.
So like, Andy had like an insanely chaotic day. And that was just like the first one of like, what are you doing? You know, you have to go for it. Like, in my mind, you know, you have to go for it here. And some of it is like, Gold, if the game was going differently, I wouldn't even think it's crazy, like, what your argument's like, hey, the game, and, like, let's just get the points, and we're getting the ball back. But it felt like the entire time that game was, like, at a razor's edge of slipping away. And to your point, maybe you're saying is, if you go for it and don't get it, then it has slipped away. But, like, in my mind, it's like, it was your chance to not just, like, try to keep them from keeping control and instead taking it away. All they were doing, in my mind, in the aggressiveness thing by kicking the field goal was making sure they didn't let the Bills get even more in control. Not take control back. Not like regain control.
We just disagree on the logic. At the time, making a one possession game, I get the ball to start the second half. You hope you're not going three and out. They've played
a lot better offensively in the second half of these recent games. Like Washington, they got it together certainly, and New York and some others where they've come out and fired a little bit better. And I didn't think they felt way off in the first half.
But where I agree with you, though, is, you know, that some at times yesterday the play calling did not make a whole lot of sense, and it's not just because it did not work. Right, this is not like, oh, of course I like all the plays that work. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like truly, what their refusal in that certain situation at the one to not go under center, I keep saying it, makes no sense. And we've been dreaming of the day where they just put in Gardner Minshew for a QB sneak. I don't know why. I truly do not know why they won't even be willing to do that. Well, the defense will know something's up. It still will work at a 90-something percent clip, as a matter of fact, because the numbers say that it does.
I guess that's where, like, I'm surprised that you were against or fine with the kick. Is the only thing is kind of what you're mentioning is this is like, you know, like some of our stuff is out here because we live tweet thoughts during
for
all
sure.
this stuff.
Yeah.
After they had gone for the fourth down on the plus side of the football field on the 4th and 3 to try to get the first down, didn't get it. On the show, we've definitely said that, and I said it there, which was,
yeah,
I'm fine with them going for this because I want them to go for it again the next time. And then the next time came up and Andy was like, nah, pass.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, man. You had it. I said I'm cool with it because it all comes down to, like, fourth down, and this is, like, one thing. The Gold, you're right that it does include the under center run. But there is one universally, statistically true thing about being one of the more aggressive ones, which is it works to be aggressive because you have to do it way more because the payoff is when if you don't get the 4th and 3, but you do later, it is at worst a net nothing. Right? It doesn't hurt you. But if you don't go for 4th and 3, you go for it on 4th and 3, don't get it, and then later don't go for it, it is a negative that you didn't get that 4th down later. It's like negating the previous decision is the problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.